Glory to God. There we go. So good to see each and every one of you here today. We want to welcome you to Oasis. And if this is your first time here, I'd like for you, if you will, please to raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card. And we're just honored and blessed by your presence this morning, each and every one of you. And let's just give everyone a hand clap of welcome this morning. Thank you all for being here.
Praise God.
Praise God. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we know that God has got something good for you today because God is a good God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Before I turn it over to Pastor, I want to speak a blessing over you this morning. So just be ready to receive what God has for you.
Amen.
Praise God. I declare in the name of Jesus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You reign in life by Jesus Christ. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. I declare you walk by faith and not by sight. I declare you are prosperous and walk in divine health. You are a partaker of God's divine nature. You are more than a conqueror. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yes.
You are blessed coming in and you are blessed going
yes.
out. And everything you put your hands to prospers
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I declare 2018, you and your household will flourish spirit, soul, and body
yes.
like never before.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Give God a hand clap of
praise
this morning.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God has got good things for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I just want to make an announcement before I turn it over to Pastor this morning. Tonight is our Christmas Eve, our New Year's Eve celebration, and we're going to have worship at the beginning of our service, and then we'll have a breakfast, and we have a food list out in the foyer. And if you will, just sign up for what you want to bring tonight. But please come and fellowship with everyone because God is into His people
Amen.
Coming together and fellowshipping, amen, in His name. And we come tonight expecting His presence to be here.
Amen.
And when two or three are gathered together in His name, He will be in the midst, amen.
Amen.
So we just want to come and enter into worship this night. Bring in the new year with worshiping our God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because He is worthy of our Amen. Worship. He is worthy of all praise and all glory and all honor. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Praise God. Well, it is neighbor looking time.
Amen.
I want you to look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and tell your neighbor, I'm so glad to see you today.
I'm so glad to see you today.
And now say,
I came
to receive God's good word this day. And I declare, I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day? And I declare,
I'll never, ever
be the same again.
In
Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what it should say, Holy Spirit. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding, Holy Spirit. Help me, preach through me, Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you, you said when your word is preached or taught, signs and wonders follow. And we are preaching and teaching your word this day, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to the book of James, chapter 1. I lost everybody right then. What happened? This is good, I promise. You'll love it. God's got a good word for us, amen? The title of the message today is Becoming More Aware of God's Presence. And that's what I want to do personally in 2018. I want to become more aware of His presence. James 1 and 17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, if you want to feel closer to the Lord, if you want to become more aware of His presence, start recognizing everything good that happens to you is from God. Amen. Everything. God shows His love to us through people. I remember a few years ago, I was having a really bad day. Now, if I were having a bad day today, I wouldn't tell you about it. Just because I'm not going to claim it or whatever, but I can use that bad day that I had as a testimony because I'm past that. You understand? The testimony is on the other side of it, not while you're on this side of it. But I was having a real challenging day. And I don't know, just everything all at once. And me and Pastor Sharon walked into this grocery store in Birmingham, Alabama. And this manager, as we walk in, he said, "Is there anything I can do for you today?" He said, "What did y'all come in here for today?" And he was just all happy and cheerful. And I said, "Really, I came in here just to get like a diet orange drink. That's really what I wanted." And so we were looking for one, and he said, he looked everywhere. He said, "We don't have one." I said, "That's okay." He said, "Can I do anything else for you?" I said, "We're good. And we walked around for a minute, and we got something else. I don't remember what we got, but we started the checkout. And the manager, as we're checking out, he runs to us. This is no joke. He's running across the store. He said, "Hey, hold on. And he runs up to where I'm at. He has a cup of ice. And he had found a diet orange drink, and he was pouring it into that cup of ice. And he was so, it touched me in such a strong way, because I didn't see that man doing it. I knew that was my God that did that. My God was behind that. You know, a lot of times we say when the enemy is working on you through somebody, you know, trying to speak against you or whatever, it's the person, it's what's behind them, it's the spirit that's behind them. And I'm telling you, it's the same with God working through people. It's God working behind them to bless you and to help you and lift you up, say words of encouragement to you. It's God. But we need to recognize that was a small thing. But if you can't recognize God in the small things, you will never recognize Him in the big things. I got a coupon. Now, this is a small thing. For $5 off, I was applying it, doing it at checkout at Big Lots, and I got out in the parking lot, and I said, this doesn't seem right. And I looked at it. It wasn't a $5 coupon that had been applied. It was a $15 coupon. I didn't realize it. I said, Thank you, Lord. Now, that's not a big deal to you. I understand that. But to me, see, if I recognize Him in little bitty things all the time, I'm constantly aware of His presence because He's constantly doing little bitty things for me all the time. I've just got to open my eyes up and become aware of what He's doing. Sometimes we go through stuff, and the reason we go through stuff, some of the things that oppress us and depress us is because we don't have our spiritual eyes open that God is moving. He is blessing. He is helping. He is making a way when there is no way. Seems there's no way. But we're not recognizing what He's doing. Do you see yourself as the source of your work? Or is it the gift of God that you have a job? It's the gift of God. The Bible tells us that. Amen. The true source of your job is God. Anytime anyone does anything good for you, the true source of it is God. Amen. You got a bonus, the true source is God. You got a job, the true source is God. You got a raise, the true source is God. You got a promotion, the true source is God. Well, no, that's not right, Pastor. That's my job. That was my hard work. That was my perfect attendance record that got me that bonus. No, that's your pride speaking there. And that's your pride blocking you from seeing it's your God that's working and moving. You don't recognize He's blessing, but He is blessing. You're just blind to it. Because pride blinds us to what God is doing in our lives. It is God's favor. It is His blessing. It is His goodness. All help that comes to us recognize He is the true source of it. And I'm talking about help in any area. Somebody helps you change a tire. That was God that brought that help to you. Somebody helps you do something at your house. That was God that brought that help to you. You say, well, they're a friend of mine. I don't care. They wouldn't be your friend if it wasn't God. He's the source of their friendship with you. Well, that's my family that helped me. I'm telling you, God hooked you up with the family you got. That's the reason that He's the true source of it. Well, my family helped me out, but that was my family that helped me out. You don't understand. I understand perfectly. I understand you're spiritually blind and you don't see. It's not your family. It's who's behind your family. It's God that touched your family and said, help them. Help them. Bless them. It's not you. It's not your family. It is your God that did it. Glory to God. Glory to God. All good that comes to me from anyone or anything, I recognize the true source of it is my God. Woo! Glory to God. Y'all are hungry. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Glory to God. Y'all about to preach me silly today. Y'all are so hungry. Glory to God. Matthew 7 and 8 says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Asking implies we need help. I asked for help the other day. I was looking for my keys. This is a constant thing. But actually, this was a set of keys to Pastor Sharon's car. We hadn't driven it a long time, and I had no idea in the world where those keys were, because it had been a couple of months since we'd driven it. And I was looking, and she was looking, and then it hit me. Could have had a V8. Could have asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me where the keys are. Please show me, reveal to me where the keys are. We said it. And I'm standing there, and a thought pops in my head. And I'm thinking, go in this little box that I've got. I have vitamins and stuff in this box. Go in that box. I said, I go in that box every day. There's no keys in that box. I take everything out of the box every single day. There's no keys in the box. I went to the shift robe. Opened the shift robe. I looked. I don't see nothing. I think I'm going to sit down. I sat down in the chair, and I just paused. I'm just waiting. Look in the box. It's right in front of me on the table. Look at the box. That's the silliest thing I ever heard. I know it's not in the box. Open the box. I said, see, no keys. I moved the vitamins. There's the keys. I'm in that box every single day. What did that do? It gave me an awareness of God's presence. He answered that for me on the spot. I was studying one day. Now, this is a new one. I said, Holy Spirit, I saw something in a book. And there's this phrase in this book, this paragraph in this book. I like this paragraph. And I said, the only problem is I don't know the name of the book. I don't know what the book looks like. And I don't know the author of the book. So how are we going to find it? I got 1,000 books at the house. I mean, if you're a mechanic, you don't have 1,000 tools at your house. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I don't know how you can do it, Holy Spirit. Show me. Within 3 minutes, I am reading that phrase out of a book, out of the book. And I was like, how did you do that? I went around the rest of the day. How did you do that? I didn't even know the name of the book. I didn't even know what the book looked like. I didn't even know the name of the author. And you did it. And I recognize that you did it. I know you did it. That's our thing. You want awareness of God? Acknowledge He's doing something. Acknowledge He's moving. He's answering your prayers. He's helping you. Proverbs 3 and 6 in the King James. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That word acknowledge means accept or admit the existence or the truth of. So I'm acknowledging the truth of, God, I need your help. God, you are moving in my life. Amen. And I acknowledge it's you. If it's good, it's you, God. I acknowledge that. Amen. Express or display gratitude for or appreciation of. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. You were good to me when I got up this morning. You helped me. You blessed me. Lord, what am I doing? I'm connecting with God. I'm becoming more aware of His presence by just connecting. Just a little quick connect. Accept the validity or legitimacy of. I acknowledge it's a valid fact. That was God that helped me. God's goodness that came to me. Show the one that one has noticed or recognized by making a gesture or greeting. Thank you, Lord. I raised my hands. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Glory to God. You are so good. And I know that's you. Confirm it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Ask Him for help. Ask Him for strength. Ask Him for direction. Amen. Now look at your neighbor and say, I hope he's not talking about you. Because pride can't ask for help. Pride says, I found those keys myself. It was all me. Had nothing to do with God. Pride said, I earned that raise because I worked so hard. Pride blocks us from recognizing God's moving in our lives. Pride says, I don't need to ask. God knows what I need, but God wants us to ask. Pride can't acknowledge God. Well, that was my relative. That was my friend. You're not acknowledging the true source of the gift. Who put it on their heart? It was God. Have y'all ever heard of George Washington Carver? He went before God. He was a godly man and a scientist. He was at Tuskegee University, right down the road. But he asked God, show me what's hidden inside this peanut. And God, I believe it was this number is correct. He was shown over 300 uses for the peanut because he asked. And God kept showing him more and more things that he could do with that peanut. He was aware of God's presence, and he kept on asking Him and God's help by asking Him. To become more aware of God's presence, we must humble ourselves and acknowledge Him more. Every good and every perfect gift comes from Him. Your children come from Him. Your family comes from Him. Your house comes from Him. Any blessing you've received today or this week or this month or this year, it came from Him. The true source of that was God. The more you ask God for help, the more aware you'll be of His presence. Me and Benjamin. Benjamin's our son. He's 30 years old. I love Benjamin. I tell you, Benjamin lives in Brooklyn, and I don't get to see Benjamin. We don't get to see him very much. We get to see him over the holidays. And he drops in every now and then. He dropped in once about a month ago, too. But we only saw him two or three times this year, just for a split second, hardly. But every single day, I play chess with Benjamin. It's chess with friends. I know a lot of y'all play words with friends. It's chess with friends. And an hour will go by. I'll make a move. He'll make a move. A couple hours will go by. I'll make a move. He'll make a move. I'll say something. He'll say something. I'll say, I got you this time. He'll say, I got you. You know I do. And, you know, we'll go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All from the time I get up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night, I'm playing him chess, and he's playing me chess. Whenever he gets, you know, sometimes it goes 4 or 5 hours. It hardly ever goes a full 24 hours. It has, but it's rare. Normally we're playing at least something. Got a little sketch of time just for a second. But I'm always in connection with him, even though he lives in Brooklyn. I feel close to him because I'm in constant fellowship with him every day. Because of that chess game, we're connected. If you want to become more aware of the Lord's presence, check in and check out with him all day. Amen. Ask him this, ask him that. Thank him for this, thank him for that. Start noticing the small things he's doing for you and praise him for them. Start noticing the big things he's doing for you and praise him for them. Well, they opened up the checkout line. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes to get. Thank you, Father God. They let me go ahead of them, and they had a lot of stuff. They let me go ahead. Thank you, Father God. I know that was from you. Praise you, Father God. I'm checking in. Somebody calls you or they text you and they say, pray for so-and-so. Do it right then. You're checking in with God. You're keeping that constant fellowship going back and forth. I'm telling you, you'll become more aware of his presence and more aware of his voice. I lean on him throughout the day. Lord, help me. Help my attitude in this situation, Lord. Now I know none of y'all have attitude problems. Y'all have lying problems. Anybody that doesn't have that didn't raise their hand for the attitude problem, I know what your problem is. It's a lying problem. So we're just we'll just cast out those lying demons in here in a minute. You know we all need attitude adjustments. Everybody in here needs attitude. If you ain't never been to the place, you need an attitude adjustment. Nah. You ain't breathed. I know you hadn't. Even babies need attitude adjustments. I mean, they get to the place, they cry all the time. They're just going to cry to get you to come in the room. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love babies. I'm not knocking that. But I'm telling you, we all need little adjustments. Me personally, if I'm not constantly asking the Lord, what about this, what about that? Sometimes I'll get ahead of Him by not asking His help all the time. I lean on my own understanding when I don't ask. A lot of times I think I know. Well, I got this, Lord. I don't even have to ask you. I know the answer to this. You're fixing to mess it up big time. It's all right. It's all right. Then I go to him and say, I'm sorry I messed that up. I should have asked you first. Then he'll tell me what to do. I've told y'all the story. I was at an auto shop. And the guy told me, you know, it's going to be $3,600 to repair your car. And I told him, I said, we're gonna wait a day on that. He said, you gonna wait a day? I said, yeah, I'll call you back tomorrow. And what I didn't tell him, we're going to pray about that. And me and Pastor Jeremy were praying. And I said, well, sometimes the Lord answers you in 24 hours, and sometimes he'll answer you in 24 minutes. Sometimes he'll answer you in 24 seconds. Sometimes he'll answer you in a little longer than that. I don't care what kind of little box you put him in, he might not fit in that box. You tell somebody, I'm going to have your answer in 2 days. God said, I'm so glad you gave him that time limit. Because now I'm going to give you the answer in 3 days, but you're going to have to wait an extra day for it. He's funny that way. Sometimes it's not really funny, but. And I know I've told y'all before what happened was that we got the direction in the middle of the night. It just came to me. Ask the guy that's at the counter of the Lincoln place. Ask him where would he do his. And I'm thinking, he'll get fired if I ask him that. Because he's certainly not going to tell me to go somewhere else. But he did. He said, go down the road. And I had an impression. And I told Pastor Sharon, I said, I got an impression. It's within a half mile or so of where that place is. And we didn't know anything in Auburn. We didn't know any places up there. And I said, I just got a strong impression. I said, what's the name of the place? He named it, and I wasn't familiar with it. It was like an oil change place. I wouldn't have took the car there. And by my natural understanding. And then I said, where is it at? He said, it's about a quarter of a mile down the street. I said, that's the one. And we took it down there. They looked at it. I didn't tell them that Lincoln had looked at it. I said, check it out. Tell me what's wrong with it. Tell me how much it's going to cost. He called us back. We were out shopping. And he said, got some bad news for you. He's going to be close to $1,000 to fix it. I said, name the stuff you're going to fix. I'm looking at Lincoln's. He said, and he named off this long list. I said, yep, that's it. We're going to do it. I already had my instructions. I knew that's where we were supposed to take it. Now, to me, this is just me and my simple mind. That gave me a greater awareness of God. God just saved me $2,600. It was like, woo! Glory! I felt you, God. I felt you. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. But if it's you, you're going to be shouting. I know you are. It's just like somebody giving you $2,600. But God gave me His wisdom. God, if somebody shows you favor in some way, that's His presence. Become aware of that. For everyone, there again, Luke 11 and 10. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 this time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So we said you should acknowledge Him in little things, and then you'll start to notice big things. I'll give you another little thing. I was at the gas station, and I had rewards built up from buying groceries or whatever. And I didn't know exactly what the rewards were, but I put it in. It was 80 cents a gallon. 80 cents a gallon cheaper than the regular price. Thank you, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Cost you $13 to fill up instead of $30 to fill up. You can figure it out. Whoa, that was God. Hallelujah. I felt much closer to Him when I left. And I gave Him the glory. I did not give the glory to my Kroger Rewards card, because God was standing behind my Kroger Rewards card. I recognize Him. Has anybody given you anything lately? It's Christmas. Somebody gave you something. That was God. Thank God, the true source of where it came from. Acknowledge it was Him. Were you given food? Did you eat food that you didn't cook? That was God. God gave us some good food too. Woo! Lord have mercy. It was a little too good. Hallelujah. It wasn't too good. I ate too much. I know y'all don't know anything about that. Hallelujah. You know why some people don't tithe and give offerings? because they can't acknowledge the true source of that money is God. You would have to humble yourself to do that. The Bible says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He'll lift you up. Acknowledge the true source of your money isn't you, it's God. It's His goodness. It's His favor. If you do that, it's easy to tithe and give offerings because you know God's the true source of all your income, so anything you give away will come right back to you from your true source. I have a helper. He's very real to me. And problems are designed... How many of y'all have ever had a problem in the last week? Heathens. My gosh. All of y'all have had problems. What are y'all doing? You're doing something right. That's what you're doing. You got problems because the devil doesn't persecute his own. You got problems coming against you. And you're probably doing something right, and that's the reason you've got those problems. Problems are designed by the enemy to get us to noticing how big the problem is and sometimes how far away God seems. Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this is a sorrowful time, hard time, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God says, I'll never leave you. But the enemy tries to make us think he's left us, his presence is no longer with us. That's why we're going through a hard situation. It's a lie. It's a lie. Matter of fact, if you feel like you're at the end of your rope and you just hardly can't hold on any longer, that's when your breakthrough is the closest it's ever been. I promise you, that's when things are fixing to change, and they're fixing to change suddenly. When it's at the hardest point for you, that's when the devil's trying to put pressure and pressure and pressure and pressure. God said, I got you. I'm going to hold you. I'll hold you up. I'll take you through this. You're not standing by yourself. Hebrews 13 and 5, for He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter how hard the situation that you're going through, God is still there. He hasn't left you. Become more aware of His presence than what you're going through. We can all go through really, really hard times. So much so, sometimes we get to the place that we're not aware of His presence. Have you ever been there? I have too. Even though we're not aware of His presence, He didn't leave. He's still there. We may not feel Him. He's still there. We may not see Him moving, but He is moving. He's moving behind the scenes. But He's still there. His presence never left us. There's a song years ago. You didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build His home in us to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. Maybe you're going through something right now and you say, I don't even know what scripture I would stand on. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you a question, Holy Spirit. Show me what scripture I need to stand on in this situation. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. He'll give you the exact scripture that you need to stand on. And I'm telling you, it'll amaze you the first time the Holy Spirit ever does it. I remember the first time it ever happened to me. I was like, oh my God, what happened to that scripture? It's like there was a highlighter pen under that scripture and it like come off the page. And I was like, what is this? I didn't even know what it was. It's the first time. I was like, what in the world? And I was like, God is giving me that scripture. And I was like, God just spoke to me. Me and God. He spoke to me. I'm aware of His presence. He loves me. He spoke to me through His Word. He'll speak to you. He loves you. You ask Him. He'll answer. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. Do you talk to your friends and family? Then talk to God. Do you ask advice from your friends and family? Then ask God's advice about any problem or situation. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Become more aware of God's presence. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word this morning. Amen.
Praise God.
A word in season. Amen. And so we're going to just take that with us this week and just remember that every good thing that comes to us is from God.
Amen.
And we need to just remember that every time we see something good come to us, whether it's real small or great big, thank God for it.
Amen.
Because it came from Him.
Amen.
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 So I'm just thankful this morning to hear that word myself. You know, it's something that we all let slip, even just the little things that we need to recognize.
Amen.
And be aware of.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to just pray over you this morning. If you came this morning with a need, if you're here this morning and you're struggling with something, maybe
Amen.
As Pastor was talking about, the enemy has tried to come against you, I just want to pray over you today and just
Amen.
Receive what God has.
Amen.
Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one, Father God. You see each need this morning, Father God. You see each thing that each person is going through, Father. You see the attacks of the enemy, and we just bind those attacks right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person. And we declare in Jesus' name that they are free, that they are healed, that every need is met in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we command you to take your hands off of them. These are God's people.
Yes.
They are God's children. And we declare in the name of Jesus that they are blessed. They are prosperous. They are the healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Every need met, nothing missing, and nothing broken
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap
Amen.
Of praise.
Praise God.
Morning.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Come. Praise the Lord.